We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Thursday to you, Brevard County. We welcome you to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, and thank you for making us part of your day. We serve a risen Savior. Your sins do not any longer have to rule and reign over you because Jesus came to set us free. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we're looking forward to spending the next half hour with you. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, and tomorrow's broadcast we will have a program that we air every year on Good Friday, and so we look forward to sharing that with you tomorrow. But today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, talking about the resurrection. I'm so thankful for the resurrection. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, by the way, I'll take just one more opportunity to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. If you need to call us, 321-454-4263 this coming Sunday. We're going to be having Sunday school at 9:30. We're going to have a resurrection service at 10:30. We're going to be celebrating communion. It's a great combination of resurrection and communion, and so we're really looking forward to that. After that, we're going to be celebrating fellowship. We're going to be having some sandwiches and some side dishes that go along with that. So that's going to be taking place at 10:30. There's going to be some Christ-centered activities for the kids that are taking place after the noontime service ends. There's going to be some inflatables. It's going to be a great time. And so we want to invite you out to come and be a part of that this coming weekend. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you come and worship with us. If you can't make it out all of the time, we would love to have you come and celebrate the resurrection with us. And my Easter services are not necessarily known to be boring. So last year we celebrated fake news versus real news. And there have been times where I actually was crucified during my message. One year, that goes back a long, long time ago to when I was a much younger man. I like to share truths in a manner which is going to be impactful. That one that I was just telling you about, there were people who were crying during that service. I'm not sure if it was the power of the message or the visuals of me on the cross that were so impactful. Actually, they did tell me it was a powerful, powerful message. And so we're going to be celebrating the victory that is ours through Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to come out and be a part of that, that'll be 10:30 Sunday morning. We don't have Sunday night service on Easter Sunday. So verse number 35 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust, and as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Praise the Lord. Another translation says, let us also bear the image of the heavenly man. So, praise the Lord. So let's look at this. It says, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? It talks about the sowing, the dying, the growing, the reaping, and the change of nature. What you sow, you do not sow the body that shall be, but mere grain. And so right now we're celebrating the benefits of the resurrection. That's what we're talking about today. And just as Jesus took up his cross, we also have to take up our cross, not in a physical sense, the way that some countries around the world do every year. There are people who literally nail themselves to a cross and they think that that is going to draw them somehow closer to Jesus. That is not a reality. I pray that they do grow closer to Jesus, but my cross is not something that I take up once in a lifetime and actually be physically nailed to. My cross is taking up that cross on a daily basis and follow him. That's what I'm called to do. That's what you're called to do. And it's a daily issue that said, you know what, God, no matter what this road looks like, you know, the Via Dolorosa that Sandy Patty sang a song and made famous, that term, that's not a pleasant road. It was the way of suffering. And so whatever road that you and I have, we go ahead and we press on through that, because we know that every seed, every investment that we make in the kingdom of God, that it is not going to come back seed for seed. It's not going to come back looking just the same way that it was sown, but it's going to be put into the hands of God. It's going to change. It's going to be broken down. It's going to come back exponentially greater than what was sown. And it goes on here and it says, but God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. And so that resurrection that we have is going to be absolutely glorious. It goes on and it begins to talk about the different types of flesh that is manifested, bodies that are manifested, earthly versus celestial, terrestrial versus celestial, earthly versus heavenly. And it talks about that there are different glories. There's the glory of the sun and the glory of the moon, the glory of the stars, and one star differs from another star. And I want you to know that above all of that is the glory of God. I believe that on the Mount of Transfiguration, that when Jesus was changed there, all of a sudden they saw him as he is. Listen, if you look in the scriptures, you are going to find that whenever people have an encounter with a glorified representative from heaven, be it an angel or an angel of the Lord, that they fall at their feet. They are all of a sudden overwhelmed with the reality. Listen, it's not that they're just glorified for that moment. Jesus was not just glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration. God just allowed them to have a little bit of a taste of the glory that Jesus has, always has had, and always will have. And so when God has things stored up for you, it is worth every investment. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. I want to ask you this question. Because of the work that we celebrate that Jesus did on the cross, and he was dead and buried and resurrected on the third day and has ascended to the right hand of the Father, every argument against that reality has been seen to be insufficient intellectually, anecdotally, and evidentially. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. The resurrection, Jesus' body didn't come back the same way that it went into the tomb. When he came back, he was able to walk through walls into closed buildings where the disciples were, because there was no door that could keep him out. And I am so thankful. I've told people, as like, look, when I'm praying for the sick, I don't want them just living with the same condition that they had before. I'm looking for God to raise them up. I'm looking for God to restore them completely and totally physically. If a person is in critical condition, I'm not just looking for them to have an existence. I'm looking for them to have life and have it to the full. He says, the body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Have you given any thought to what your life would look like without temptation, without your fallen nature, without coveting, without lusting, without any of the things that were, without greed, without jealousy? Have you given any consideration what this world would look like if it was a corruption-free? It would be glorious. It would be heavenly. And I believe that we have lived in a corrupted society for so long that sometimes we forget that there's an incorruptible God who has created an incorruptible heaven, and he wants to raise up the saints, not the way that we were here on earth, just an eternal corruptible individual, but he's looking to raise us up incorruptible. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. I want you to see that for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ demonstrates that we have a glorious future, not an inglorious future. We have a powerful future that is in front of us, and we have a spiritual dynamic to us that hell cannot undermine. If we sow to the Spirit, that's where we started off with all this in Galatians chapter 6, we shall reap if we do not faint. So I want to just encourage you to continue on. It is sown a natural body, is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. I absolutely love this verse. I was doing study years ago, and I came across this verse. And a little while later, I discovered that somebody had written a book that talked about this. And I want you to realize the nature change that takes place when you and I are believers in Jesus Christ. This world is fixated on just being alive. But as Jesus Christ came, he's referred to here as the last Adam, and his nature is not just to be alive. The point of him going to the cross just wasn't so that he would die and go into the ground and come back and be alive again. That wasn't the point of the cross at all. The point of the cross was he was coming back to be a life giver. A life giver. A life giver for you, a life giver for me, a life giver for all of those on planet Earth that are willing to bow their knee and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not just in America, but around the globe, not just in his day and time, but in our day and time. Jesus Christ is a life-giving spirit. And you and I are called to represent him. We are called to go forth with that message. And I encourage you today that if you're just content with your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, take a look at the resurrection one more time and realize there's something more there. It's more than just living for eternity. Now you have the ability, the God-given ability, because of the work of Jesus Christ, to be a life giver to your family, to be a life giver to your home, to a life giver at work, a life giver at church, a life giver around the globe, not just spiritually, but a life giver financially, a life giver emotionally. You are equipped to be a life giver spiritually. You know, there are two times that you generally see a lady that just glows, and one was on that wedding day. And then there's a second time, and really they're not really too cognizant of it, and that is when all of a sudden they discover that they're going to be a mother. And maybe they don't even know it yet, but there's just something about their countenance that says, you know what? I've got a child that's living inside of me that is going to come into the world, and that's not a regrettable event. That is a jubilant event. If there might be somebody that's listening to me right now, and you find yourself in a situation you didn't expect, and maybe the circumstances aren't ideal, and it's going to alter your plans for all of reality. But today, I don't want you to be overwhelmed with the societal pressure that is out there, that your world has ended because you suddenly find yourself pregnant. I want you to know that's not the case. You have a Savior who says, you know what? We are able to turn this into a glorious event. And so if you're listening to me today and you find yourself in a position and the world's putting pressure on you, maybe it's a man that's putting pressure on you, or parents who are putting pressure on you. I want you to know that there is a Savior who took all of the pressure for you. And he says, you know what? Being a life giver is not a curse. It's a blessing. And so if you do find yourself in that situation, I want to encourage you today that Jesus came and he died on the cross to be able to forgive sexual sin. And so don't complicate one sin by adding another sin and even greater sin on top of it. I want to encourage you to ask Jesus to forgive you of that and say, you know what, God, we're going to be a life giver. I'm going to be a person that's going to equip my child with the word of God, and they're going to experience life like they never could have dreamed that they would ever experience it. Okay, let's move on. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. A lot of times we want to see the glorious take place, and Paul writes to the Corinthians here, and he says, I need you to know that which is natural comes first. We got to sow that, but then there's a spiritual harvest that's coming as a result of that. And so I just want to let you know that there is a spiritual harvest. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap a negative spiritual harvest. If you sow to the Spirit, you are going to reap a positive spiritual harvest if you do not faint. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. Okay? All of us have a carnal nature. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Listen, I read an article a week or so ago, and it talked about some of the things that cause people to be, young people to be the most despondent. And I want today to let you know that there's a Savior that is greater than that carnal nature, greater than that fallen nature, greater than confusion that this world has to offer. There is a God who offers clarity to you, because he is not of that same fallen nature that you and I are. He is, as this describes, the Lord of heaven. He is the Lord. The second man is the Lord. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And I will just tell you, you were meant for more than turning back into a pile of dust. You were meant to worship at the throne. So don't just look around and say, well, I'm one day closer to returning to that bunch of dust that we came from in the beginning. Adam was formed out of the dust of the earth. Just one step closer to return. That's not the view. The view is this. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. It does not say there, so will they be. It says, so are those who are heavenly. There is a reality that is ours. It goes on and it says this. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And that's what I really wanted to focus on over these 2 days, is you and I have a resurrected Savior. He's the first fruit. And let's do a better job of representing that Lord of heaven. Let's do a better job in 2018 representing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that the carnal nature that you had, I tell people this, is like, look, we were all pretty good sinners. You might say we were professional sinners. Let's be glorious representatives, glorious ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Let's have the end of our life known as surpassing what we represented in our early life. And that is, may we represent Jesus gloriously. May we represent Jesus gloriously. May you not only be alive, may you be a life giver. Listen, not everybody is going to be a life giver physically, but you can be a life giver spiritually. Barnabas was a man who was a life giver of encouragement. Ananias, when he was first assigned the responsibility of going to speak to Saul after his Damascus Road experience, he said, God, I don't want to go. Maybe you haven't heard about all the horrible things that he's done, but I've heard about them. And God said, I want you to go to him because he is a chosen vessel to me, and he is going to carry my good news. He is going to carry it to people that I have assigned him to take the gospel to. And Ananias walked into that room where Saul was, and he said this, Brother Saul. Later he became known as Paul. But Brother Saul. I don't know about you, but there are some young people that you may encounter here in the county. There may be some single moms where you are at. There may be some men who have lost everything. And God is working in them. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't wait another minute. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till tomorrow. There's no guarantee that you'll ever get that opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity that you have right now and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. And if you are a believer, be ready to be that source of encouragement to them and say, you know what? God has positioned me to be a life giver to this person. Paul was that to Timothy. Paul was that to the Corinthians. And I just want to remind you about verse 49 again. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. I am so thankful that we have a great deal to look forward to in representing our resurrected Savior. Maybe you've got some hopes and dreams that they've died. This Sunday, I want you to know God's not forgotten them. You know, this radio program, I don't know if I tell you or have told you this before, but I'll tell it to you today. I did a radio program in 1997, beginning of 1997. And it didn't go well. It was not very successful. But there was something that was birthed out of that was glorious. I mean, it radically changed our church. And I truly thought that the radio program was a step in the process. I thought it was the tool that God was using to position me for that other success. And I never gave radio another thought, not one time. From 1996 to 2014, I guess it is, or 2013, I never gave it another thought. Until one day a lady from the radio station here called and said, we'd like you to come and do a radio program. I heard you do a funeral, and I believe that you have something that you can minister to our community. And so we prayed, I talked to my board about it, and all of a sudden there was something that had been a less than glorious in the past that has become a source of joy. And from what I hear from those in the community, it's been something that has been very beneficial. So I want to encourage you. Maybe you got a dream and you thought it's dead, gone, and buried. Well, I want you to know this coming week, we're reminded that there's a resurrection. God raises the dead. He raised Jesus. He's going to raise believers, and he still raises dreams. God bless you. You have a tremendous Resurrection Sunday, and be sure and tune in tomorrow here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.